Okay, so joining us on the Scoopla show tonight is the one and only, and someone I'm a massive fan of, it's Demi Lovato. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet.
Oh, now, this is your first trip to Australia. How are you finding it so far?
Well, it's beautiful. Everybody here is so sweet. The energy just is great. I definitely am excited to come back, even just for not putting on concerts, just a visit.
A lot of our fans on Twitter have been saying, you need to go home, you need to grab Buddy, and you need to move back to Australia.
Well, I definitely am. It sounds tempting.
Yes, we would love to have you back here. Now, I don't want to get serious with you, Demi. I don't want to growl at you, but I did notice the other day that you tweeted, I'm nervous for my show tonight. I haven't toured in 4 months. What if I'm rusty? Girl, there is not a chance in the world that you would be rusty.
Oh, well, it's kind of crazy because when you haven't toured in so long, and for me, it was 4 months. I toured, all last year. So when I hadn't put on a full show in front of, an audience outside of rehearsals, I thought, oh, my gosh, what if something goes wrong? And it was just, it was kind of I was nervous, but it went really, really well.
Yeah. And I've been seeing some of your photos on Instagram and seeing your costumes, and you just look absolutely amazing at the moment. There is a little ray of sunshine shining out of you for your shows. And from what I've been talking to your fans on Twitter, they agree. They're loving the shows. The guys in Brisbane said it was just epic.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I also noticed that you climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge while you were here. Now, you're a lot braver than me. Were you scared doing that at all?
No, I was a little bummed because I wanted to be scared. And I was because I'm such a thrill seeker, that when I got up there, it was so peaceful, and it was just I don't know, it was really beautiful. But I kind of was more taken away by the beauty than afraid or anything. And when I got down, I was damn, I wish I would have been afraid or something, because that would have been fun.
Well, I was going to ask you, I was going to be were you frightened? Did a little bit of wee come out? Because that's what would happen to me.
Oh my God, no.
Now, I also saw in an interview that you said you were thinking, now that you're doing this focus back on your music and a new album and touring, and you said you may even record while you're on tour. Have you done any of that? And in particular, have you done it in Australia?
I haven't done any recording in Australia, no, because I'm still adjusting to the time change. And and I also just want to put on the best shows I possibly can. So I haven't done anything here yet, but I'm excited to when I do go home, make new music to perform for you guys in the future.
Yeah, awesome. Now, I've personally loved your music for a while. Skyscraper, hit a particular note with me, but I remember seeing your collaboration with Olly Murs Up. It came on the screen of my gym, and I was working out, and I stopped and just listened to you perform. And then at the end of the song, I looked around, and there were all these other people in the gym watching you as well on the screen.
Now, that's awesome.
It was so cool. Now, how does it feel to I guess have a gift that touches your fans and people around the world, makes them stop what they're doing?
You're really, really sweet. I love singing, and I'm glad that other people like to hear my voice. It kind of worked out like that. So I'm really grateful that it did work out. And I just, singing is a huge passion of mine, and I'm just glad that there are people out there that want to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm going to reel through some Twitter questions from some of your fans, if that's all right. Now, we have Nick Perrin Vlogs wants to know, what sound will the music be on album number 5? And P.S. he saw you in Brisbane and said you were amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. And I don't have a specific sound yet, because when I'm in the studio, I like to experiment with a lot of things. So I don't want to say what it is until it's done, and I'm still experimenting.
Okay, nice, nice. Okay, Meet Me Lovato wants to know, if you had a section at Disneyland called Lovato Land, what would it look like?
There'll be giant buddies everywhere.
I honestly, if they gave out awards for the cutest dog on Instagram, Buddy would win.
Oh, no, for sure. I have not seen a cuter dog than him.
Never. Okay, iHeartDD Lovato wants to know, do you still plan on collaborating with Ed Sheeran?
I would love to. That's always been a dream of mine. I would love to. So, absolutely.
Ed, listen up, buddy. You need to get in contact with this amazing girl. Okay, Dex Metria wants to know, if you could make your own emoji, what would it be?
It'd be the middle finger. There's not like any middle finger emoji right now.
So you'd love a middle finger emoji?
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to talk to Apple and get that happening. I thought you might have created a stank face.
Oh, that's true. That's a good one.
Yeah, because I've noticed that you do love the kisses, and you know, I think maybe they should create you your own.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's a good one.
All right, Ramoni Sumilla wants to know, what do you do when you warm up before you sing? Because you know, obviously you're on tour in Australia at the moment. You're doing this world tour. Do you have like a ritual that you go through before you head out on stage?
Well, I like to get dressed and touch up my makeup, and then focus on warming up. So, I just like to put on my favorite music, and you know, sometimes I'll do scales and things like that. But I really love to warm up to my favorite songs and my favorite singers.
And are they songs that you perform on tour, or do you go for something that's completely different? Because I know you're very rock and roll. Like your voice has been described as like a Pat Benatar, right?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I like to do rock and roll stuff.
So a bit of getting in there and getting a bit gritty.
But I will perform that, but I'll be warming up backstage to Aretha Franklin.
Now, Flawless DDL wants to know, if you could have anyone play you in a film about your life, who would you want it to be?
My little sister.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, I think that she knows me better than anybody out there, and I think she would do an incredible job because she's such a good actress.
Nice. Now, you're obviously out conquering the world. You have your hair extension line, your skincare line, new music, touring. You know, you've done TV, you've done acting, you've got a new movie coming out. I could go on and on and on and on. What is there something on your bucket list that Demi Lovato must do in this lifetime?
I don't really have. I don't really have a bucket list. I'm like, right now I'm so focused on just like taking it every day, day by day, and like having the best time of my life doing what I'm doing in the moment, wherever I'm at. I kind of, you know, of course I would love to have a family one day, but you know, when it comes to other things that would be on a bucket list, I'm so fulfilled right now that I don't know if life can get any better.
Oh, that's awesome to hear that. You obviously talk about your little sister, and family's obviously very important, but would you see yourself having a big family or a small family, or like, will you just take it as it comes?
Take it as it comes. You know, I think it would be a long time from now for sure, but yeah. I've always kind of wanted a big family.
Absolutely. Well, look, it has been fantastic chatting to you. We love having you in Australia, and we would love to have you come back. Demi Lovato, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and you're so sweet, and I had such a great time talking to you.
Oh, thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your time in Australia, lovely. Thank you for coming here.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.